Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Good Enough Job by Simone Stolzoff examines how modern culture turned work into a primary source of identity, purpose, and belonging, and why that shift often leaves people stressed, anxious, and disappointed. Drawing on widely discussed research in psychology, sociology, and organizational behavior, Stolzoff argues that the problem is not simply long hours or bad bosses, but a broader expectation that a job should fulfill nearly every human need. The book reframes career success around a healthier standard: work that is meaningful enough, stable enough, and bounded enough to support a full life beyond the office. Instead of promoting hustle or total disengagement, it offers a middle path that respects ambition while resisting the idea that employment must be a calling. The central promise is practical and humane. By loosening work's grip on our self-worth, we can protect relationships, health, creativity, and civic life without abandoning professional growth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how work became a stand-in for meaning and identity. A core idea in The Good Enough Job is that many people now treat employment as the main container for identity, community, status, and purpose. The book connects this shift to the decline of other durable sources of belonging, such as religious participation, long-term local ties, and stable civic institutions. When those structures weaken, work can expand to fill the gap, not because it is inherently designed to do so, but because it is one of the most organized and time-consuming arenas in adult life. Stolzoff explores how this cultural expectation changes what people demand from jobs, not only pay and security, but self-actualization, constant validation, and moral significance. The downside is fragility. If a job disappoints or ends, it can feel like a personal failure rather than a normal economic event. This framing also makes it easier for organizations to ask for extra emotional labor, loyalty, and availability, because workers are chasing significance rather than simply exchanging skills for compensation. By naming the historical and social forces behind workism, the book helps readers see that their stress is not only an individual problem to optimize, but also a predictable result of mismatched expectations. Secondly, the hidden costs of turning passion into a job requirement. Stolzoff critiques the popular narrative that the best career is the one you love, especially when it becomes a moral standard. When passion is treated as mandatory, people can feel guilty for having ordinary jobs or for not feeling inspired every day. The book highlights how passion rhetoric can mask structural realities. Not everyone has equal access to safe, flexible, high-status work, and many essential roles are demanding without offering prestige or autonomy. It also can distort decision-making. Workers may accept lower pay, weaker boundaries, or poor treatment because they believe sacrifice proves commitment. In fields associated with mission and creativity, like nonprofits, education, media, or the arts, employers may implicitly trade meaning for material support, leaving staff under-resourced and burned out. Stolzoff does not dismiss meaningful work. Instead, he argues for separating meaning from exploitation. A job can be interesting or socially useful, but it should not require constant devotion or identity fusion. By challenging the idea that passion justifies overwork, the book opens space for readers to pursue fulfillment through a broader portfolio of life domains, relationships, hobbies, learning, community, and rest. Thirdly, redefining success with the Good Enough Job framework. The Good Enough Job is presented as a practical standard for evaluating work without making it the center of existence. Rather than expecting a role to meet every psychological need, the framework emphasizes a balanced set of criteria: sufficient income, manageable stress, reasonable hours, respect, and room for life outside the workplace. Stolzoff encourages readers to treat job design and job choice as tools for protecting what matters most, not as a referendum on personal worth. This approach reframes ambition. Growth is still possible, but it is guided by clarity about trade-offs. A higher title might come with travel, unpredictability, or constant availability, and the Good Enough lens asks whether that exchange supports the life you want. The book also explores how different seasons of life change what good enough means. Early career might prioritize learning and mobility, while caregiving years might prioritize schedule control and benefits. By legitimizing these shifts, Stolzoff reduces the shame many people feel when they choose stability over status. The result is a more sustainable definition of success that aligns work with well-being instead of sacrificing well-being to work. Fourthly, boundaries, autonomy, and the skills of detaching from work. A major practical theme is the development of boundaries that keep work from consuming emotional and cognitive space. Stolzoff focuses on the idea that boundaries are not only personal habits like turning off notifications, but also social agreements shaped by team norms, leadership expectations, and economic insecurity. The book invites readers to strengthen autonomy where possible, negotiating clearer scope, protecting focused time, and setting predictable availability. It also addresses the internal side of detachment, including perfectionism and the impulse to seek constant external validation through productivity. The good enough approach encourages competence and care without compulsive overperformance. This can mean choosing realistic standards, communicating priorities, and accepting that not every task deserves peak effort. Stoltzoff also points toward the importance of diversifying sources of identity so that leaving work at the end of the day does not feel like becoming nobody. When friendships, family roles, creative pursuits, and community commitments are active, boundaries become easier to keep because life outside work feels real and rewarding. The overall message is that detachment is a skill and a practice, and it can be learned without becoming cynical about work. Lastly, building a fuller life beyond the job and strengthening community, the book argues that reclaiming life from work is not only an individual wellness project, but also a social repair project. When work absorbs most time and meaning, other forms of belonging shrink, and that can erode resilience for everyone. Stoltzoff emphasizes rebuilding a richer ecosystem of purpose through relationships, local participation, and shared activities that are not tied to performance reviews. This might look like investing in friendships, joining interest groups, volunteering in a limited and sustainable way, or simply making time for neighbors and family rituals. These sources of connection can buffer the shocks of layoffs, career changes, and workplace conflict by ensuring that self-worth is distributed across many roles. The book also highlights how a culture of overwork can weaken civic life, because people who are exhausted have less capacity to engage, organize, and care for others. By expanding life beyond the job, readers can become more present partners, parents, friends, and citizens. The good enough job thus becomes a platform for wider flourishing. Work remains important, but it is repositioned as one component of a meaningful life rather than the sole engine of it. In conclusion, this book is best for professionals who feel over-identified with their careers, high achievers who suspect their ambition is costing them health or relationships, and anyone navigating burnout, a layoff, or a values shift. It will also resonate with managers and founders who want to build cultures where people can do excellent work without being consumed by it. The benefit is practical and personal. By learning to separate dignity from job status and meaning from constant striving, readers can make clearer choices about time, money, and energy. That clarity supports better boundaries, more sustainable performance, and a stronger sense of self that survives workplace changes. The book is worth buying because it offers a balanced alternative to the two extremes common in similar titles, hustle culture on one side and total disengagement on the other. Instead, it provides a humane framework that respects the desire for meaningful contribution while insisting that work has limits. By naming the cultural forces that inflate work's role and offering a grounded way to renegotiate it, the good enough job helps readers reclaim relationships, community, and joy without giving up competence or purpose. If you would like to support Simone Stoltzoff, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.